Child sponsorship projects take a hit from Peru's quake. A ministry connection saves a pastor's life in India. And Christian broadcasts in Iran are doing well. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Compassion International joins multitudes helping quake victims in Peru. They're still searching for seven of their 1,400 sponsored children. Peru Country Director Christina Zavala says the food and hygiene supplies they've delivered are just the beginning.
We will continue providing these as needed in the days to come. This food only lasts for 3 days. We are also helping not only the 1,400 children, also this means 1,400 families.
Last weekend, Compassion offered psychological and spiritual help to victims in one city.
A group of psychologists and Sunday school teachers will go in to Chincha, that is our first city that we will visit, to give relief of post-trauma stress to the children and their church members and to strengthen their faith in the Lord.
Pray for the missing children to be found and that hearts will be open to the gospel. Next, thousands of people across the United States continue cleanup efforts after last week's heavy rains. In Ohio, more than 700 homes were severely damaged or destroyed by the flooding, which was the worst in 100 years. Flooding in Findlay, Ohio affected the headquarters of Mission Possible. Jim Ridge is their director of field ministries.
We have received about a foot of water in our headquarters offices, which caused some damage to our computer systems, and we've lost a lot of supplies and things that we use in our schools in Haiti and the Dominican Republic.
The flooding didn't affect their ministry in Haiti and the Dominican Republic, but according to Ridge, they have some needs.
We are going to need to replace some things that aren't in our budget. That's just part of this whole process. We don't have flood insurance.
Mission Possible is looking for financial assistance to help with the replacement and repairs. Go to our website to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says Pastor Sudeep Kumar leads one of their literacy programs in Chhattisgarh State. An underground communist militia group recently kidnapped him and threatened to kill him unless he could prove he wasn't a police informant. His address book contained the contact information of several Christian ministries, including Mission India's office in India, and they released him. Sudeep is more determined than ever to preaching the gospel. Meanwhile, workers with Every Child Ministries say the key to presenting the gospel in Ghana's idol shrines is to go back. ECM's Lorella Rouster says traditional idol worshipers had a hard time fully accepting the gospel.
Many of them understood and mentally accepted many of the basic facts of the gospel. But the thing that surprised all of them and that none of them had ever heard of before was that God's law forbade us to worship these spirits.
ECM spent time going over the Ten Commandments and explaining what God meant by no other gods and no idols. Rouster says there's a long road ahead.
We ask people to pray that God's Spirit will draw them to Himself and help them to fully commit themselves to Him, and also that we'll really be guided by God's Spirit in our future efforts and be able to explain the gospel in ways that they can understand.
And Sammy Tippett Ministries says their Christian television broadcast into Iran are making a difference. Iranians seem open to the gospel, and this is a great tool for the Word of God to be spread throughout the Middle East. Most of the preachers who speak on Mohabbat television are Iranians who live in the West. Tippett is one of the only Americans who preach on the station with the help of a translator. Pray that God will speak through him so people may come to Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing across the West, and few Christians know about it. With a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Islam's holy month of Ramadan. Get your copy while supplies last at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.